Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good evening, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the Vibrarian Show. My name is Joelle, and I'm your host, and I'm so glad that you are joining in this evening. Every Thursday on the Vibrarian Show, we sit down and have a conversation about topics that are interesting, timely, and unique. I think that it is wonderful to be able to sit here with each of you who call in and listen to this show online to talk about the subjects that you bring to the table. Now, on the Vibrary Radio Network, we believe that information is here to elevate and empower and enlighten you. So our goal is to spread that information as far as we can. And so I have a community that I've created on Facebook, and we like to be known as the Good Vibe Tribe. And you can connect on my page. It's The Vibrarian. That's T-H-E-V as in vibe. I-B-E as in energy, R-A-R-I-A-N, at The Vibrarian. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I'm always passing along information, articles, experiences, workshops, teaching, book recommendations, retreat recommendations, anything that I see, from memes that are joyful, that bring a smile to your face or give you helpful tips about how to empower yourself to live better. I'm all about passing that around. So if you have something that you want to share to amplify the positivity, please tag and say Get Lifted or Good Vibe Tribe, and I will make sure that I'm passing along the light that you are shining as well. Now, every Tuesday evening is the Psychic Inside Show, and I get to interview various people about what their journeys have looked like as they've discovered their psychic gifts and abilities. I believe that everyone is psychic, and by hearing these stories, you might recognize things that happen to people as experiences that you might have had and start to awaken to your own psychic abilities, too. It's always interesting to see the many paths that people's lives take. Now, every Thursday, as we're sitting here, this show is very much like an adventure and exploration. I like to think of it as a cross between Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and, what was that movie with Tom Hanks where he was looking for the Holy Grail? You know, we're always seeking for the truth, like X-Files. The truth is out there. And so there is no topic that we don't talk about, no stone that is left unturned. And so we've talked about dreaming and astral projection. We've talked about the moon and manifestation and channeling and divination. We've got shows about past life regression coming up and also the medicine journey about DMT. But tonight we are going to be focused on a subject that is absolutely relevant right now in this very moment, and that is the 2018 Master Year 11 Gateway. Now, I know that's a lot. Let me say it again. The 2018 Master Year 11 Gateway. So let's unpack all of that. If you looked at my advertisement for the show this evening, there was a picture that's been going around that is of this beautiful starry sky, and it's got the letters 2018 on it, welcoming the new year. But the 8 is turned on its side, and it is then very clear that that 8 is a symbol of infinity. And it just grabbed my attention as soon as I saw it, and of course I wanted to use it to bring in the energetic message for tonight. So as I was preparing my Yogi tea, if you are familiar with Yogi brand tea, I don't get any endorsement from them. I just like their tea. But each of their tea bags have little bits of wisdom on them that I guess, you know, are supposed to help you with the enjoyable moment as you're sipping their herbal tea products. But the first one that I unpacked said, love is an experience of infinity. There's that infinity again, and I just love it because when we are talking about the energy of one, we are talking about an endless possibilities of what can be created from that one. It truly is an infinite projection when you're speaking of the value of one. So why are people saying that this is a one? What is going on with that? So I'm going to try to break down a short lesson on numerology. So we know that in this particular construct that we live in is based on a science and mathematics that creates different processes that affect molecules and cells, and thus we then end up with people, okay? That's a really super summary of a very complex thing, but we do have to accept and understand there is some sort of biological equation that happens to make our world as tangible and in the physical form as possible. We understand that this means there are laws of physics, laws of chemistry, how certain substances can interact with each other, and therefore, and so on. At the basis of all of this is information. And when you look at what is information encodement, information is data at its most fundamental level. So if we were to assign there not being anything at in the a void of existence, that would be represented as a zero, which is of nothingness of all possibilities. And so when you add the one to it, which the zeros and ones are pretty much the basis of our system in our binary mathematical system, and that's how we have computers, that's how we have all manner of things, because at the beginning there is nothingness that turns into somethingness. And so as you look at the resonant energy of nothing transitioning to something, that has taken the identity of the number, as we would say, one, which then is something. So the master creator aspect of then deciding what a computer program is going to do or how something is going to operate is to have that one be defined as something. The number one then is the outset of a forward movement. And everyone loves to have the start of something new. We feel an energetic excitement when we're going to expand ourselves, maybe learn something new or add someone new to our family or to our world or travel somewhere new. All of that is because it is feeding ourselves with new data, which then expands our awareness of something. So as a consciousness, we are here on this particular planet in order to experience what it is like to be an incarnated being. And so at some point there was a creation spark and our zeros and ones turned into who we are. And we are constantly then continuing to create who we are on an ongoing basis. We are not static beings. So recognizing that in order for something to operate, it must have growth rather than stagnancy, we recognize that there are times when it behooves us to renew ourselves or to take a new direction or to start a new phase. Those that work in nature, planting and harvesting, understand the cycle of newness and to maturity. And that is pretty much how those who are in harmonious aspects to this planet that we're on learn to function in order to be at optimal operation. So if knowing that this year, there's been a lot of talk about 2018, the year itself, then implies a global sort of energy. We're not talking at this point about personal energy. We're talking about as a global energetic body. We are entering this era that we all marked with celebration known as 2018 in a certain type of calendar calculation. So 2 + 1 + 8 is the number 11. And when you start to look at reducing numbers, like last year, 2017 was a 10, 2 + 1 + 3 + 7 = 10, which is both a 0 and a 1. So what this looked like for people is that during 2017, you may have experienced a lot of growth and challenges. You may have left jobs back in 2016 or left relationships or left certain vocations, made career changes or decided to depart from jobs. But during 2017, you may not have felt really truly settled in a new direction. You might have felt a lot of being in limbo. You might have felt like this wasn't exactly what I expected, or you might have felt a feeling of anticipation that something new was coming that's not quite where you are. So a lot of people around me and myself as well, 2017 was filled with, it was almost like it was a housekeeping year. When the last of the things that let go in 2016, which was then a 9 or completion energy, sweeping out the vegetable, clearing out the boxes, clearing out the debris, doing some demolition removal, it was like a lot of friendships, relationships, and aspects went through significant changes in the last, say, 12 to 18 months. And I know a lot of people also experience a lot of financial, some periods of constriction, but not ever necessarily feeling like things are on easy street, but also then not necessarily feeling the terrible constriction of like 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years ago when we were in the height of recession. But there is still kind of an uncertainty about economics in a lot of the people's lives, and as I'm reading in groups and things. And so people are starting to look at ending up ways that they were doing business before, but they may not have launched completely their new business idea. So that is what a 0 and a 1 energy does. It brings in the opportunity to complete, reset, clear your programming, and then start something very new. So most people take the whole New Year's resolution thing. I can't say most. I know that's a generality because there's not such a thing as most. But a lot of people do try to make resolutions with the new year. And some people, for them, their birthday is a time when they really pick up a resolution or a life change goal and try to implement it. What happens is that it kind of makes it an emotional push or feeling when you align things with markers. So almost like a rite of transition. A lot of people might choose to quit an addiction in alignment with their birthday because it's like something they'll use to motivate themselves when it gets hard later down the line, because they've aligned it to a certain energy that's very positive for them to assist with something at a future point. So in that same token, when we become conscious that we have so much more opportunity to then become the creator coders of our own life, when we awaken to that and begin to then bring back internally our decisions and our creation energy, then we can also then use things like the moon or eclipses or New Year's Day or the solstice or any other thing that we can align significance to in order to boost the intent and the feelings that we charge that intention with when we send it out into this vibrational universe of ours. So when you're looking at this is a new year, and I've got seeds that I really do want to go ahead and plant now that I'm a little more firm. This time at the beginning of 2018 is hugely powerful for intention setting, not just because of the normal momentum, but also because of this powerful energy that is, A, there is energy coming in from the galaxy. We don't live in a bubble here on Earth, so we are constantly being affected by atmosphere, particles, chemicals, ions, prions, whatever you want to call them. We are constantly receiving that information through our atmosphere, and so that is affecting us. So when there are solar flares releasing coronal mass ejections and plasma filaments here to the Earth, not only do we see things like the northern lights that become very vivid, but there are things in our body cells that also then respond to these energies that are coming in. And what we find is that in older societies, they were more aware of the power of these particular star alignments. That's why you find things like Stonehenge, Chichen Itza, that are aligned to actually conduit energy from a solar body down into a structure on the planet as a way of observing it and harnessing and using it. So it's almost as if that knowledge has been hidden or lost in the period between those ancient of civilizations and our awareness now. But we are in this time, and that is now having the opportunity for what was hidden to become apparent, and for those who are awakening to be able to see clearly then how to become the creator selves that we are all fundamentally empowered to be. So in terms of the things that are happening externally to the planet, there is like a parallel story happening to the regular everyday looking reality that people are living. But what has happened is that in the community of people who have already been awakened to the what we would call new age or conscious or new thought spiritualism that is now swept across our globe, you're either in that group with what it would be light workers or conscious ones, or you are in a group that is very soon, mostly a lot this year, going to spark into an awakening and have an opportunity to use that awakening to create with this year's energy something wholly new for themselves too. So it is almost like we are ushering in a wave of energy right now that is the energy that has been very pivotal between two waves of our society being. It's the almost, when they talk about the age of Aquarius, that this is the time that is referred to as now the true start of the dawning of this dawning of this age of Aquarius, which the dawning, they started singing about that song in the 70s. So all the people who are manifested and created here on Earth brought in then the dawn, which brings the sun ever larger and enlightenment even greater as dawn rises into full day. So we're in now a time with 2018 when we are certainly going to see new, more visible, tangible shifts in society. And the sight of those things is what is going to trigger the awakening, and maybe triggering awakening for people who are tuning in this evening and supporting it. It is awakening that energy into you without necessarily having a conscious thought about it. right? So there's consciousness and unconsciousness. And in terms of even the zero to one, one is an aspect of consciousness or becoming aware of something. So there are people who are this year going to be coming into awareness that they are more than what they thought they were, and that life is not necessarily what they thought that it was. Now, this can either be a painful or a joyful experience for people. And, of course, the idea is that we too, or anyone who is already kind of aware of the things I'm talking about, we've already gone through partially this awakening ourselves. The beautiful part is that we never stop awakening and never stop growing. We just do it from different vantage points. So this year is going to be a flowering of expansion supported by the numerology of this global opportunity for turn in a new direction. And so one of the things that I have been trying to put into practice in my life is intentional creation. So when I look at 2018 and the things that I've been planning, I tend to see where my life aligns with the energy of, am I being creative? Am I bringing forth something that is joyful? What is the energy that I'm having? And so 2018 right now is a beautiful time to sit with yourself and to hold vision or make a vision board even. And even today, which is the 11th of January, and as we approach now 11 p.m. Eastern time, it would definitely be wonderful energetic practice to spend a few minutes in intentional energy, feeling the joy, feeling the love first and foremost, and the peace that you can imagine if you had the ability to make anything that you planted on this one day come true. Like, what would your dream life be if you could rub that genie in the bottle and ask for one wish without repercussions? What would your day look like? Who would be around you? What would you be doing? What would be the qualities of your living that you would want to feel on that perfect, beautiful day if you were to plant that seed and get that wish? This is the time to do just that. Even if you're not listening to the show at that time and you catch it this month, or any time when it is meant for you to hear, it will be heard by you, and you will still have opportunity to then create your newness, right? So if I'm looking at the energy of one, which is the consciousness, the sign of Aries is another representation of the number one, and that is the first consciousness that says, who am I? And if you look at it, the most fundamental tying in the different theologies, in the beginning is formless, and when it says I am, so I am is what creates the one statement. And anything that we say, envision, or intend after the I am must therefore be so. And so that is very powerful. And one reason why it's so important right now is that it's almost like there is an invisible boomerang happening, and people may not be aware of it, but it's a karma boomerang where, I mean, right now I saw a little meme where the guy threw a boomerang and then all of a sudden it comes around and backs it in the back of the head and he falls down, you know, so a little gimmick from the sitcom. But when there is manifestation energy around that is so fertile and you put something out into it even accidentally, then the crop that you can get from that can be very quickly returned back to you. So it's almost like if you know that it's about to rain and that it's great for your grass to grow, but then you go out and you sprinkle weed seeds, dandelions, on your grass. Well, it's about to rain on your grass, and it is going to grow those dandelions, right? So we have to learn to be more careful, mindful, and intentional on a constant basis, but certainly enough to be aware when we are manifesting rapidly. Most people don't pay attention to their manifestation. They talk accidentally and they say things and then they wonder why they've got boomerangs hitting them in the back of their head and they're not connecting it to, oh my goodness, just yesterday I said to such and such as somebody and this is a reflection of that energy back to me, right? Or if we worry about something along with our thought with it, if we feel a feeling of contraction or fear along with our thought about it, along with our planning about it, you know, if we know we need to pay bills and we are looking at our budget, but we're using the energy of fear and asking for the situation to be remedied, then it will be returned back with an energy that it returns the fearfulness, right? So when we practice intentional manifestation, we practice that with an energy that is as pure as possible, that is as high vibration as possible. So we practice charging it up with the energy of love. We charge it up with the energy of gratitude, of joy, of peace. Not anything of fear or limitation or judgment or any other lower, lesser vibratory energy. So I always, in my little circle of friends, we have a little running joke because we'll talk to each other and say, stay puff, girl, stay puff. Right? Stay puff. And that's a reference to a classic movie, Ghostbusters. And in it, there's an energetic being that is taking over New York City, and the Ghostbusters have to clear their mind because he's feeding off of their visions to make his fearful abomination. So everybody clears their mind except for one guy. And then this big, giant being starts coming down, demolishing everything. And they're like, what did you think of? What did you think of? He's like, I tried to think of something that wouldn't hurt me. The Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, right? So the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man then begins wreaking havoc on all of New York City until they douse it with love energy, and then it disbands and melts and gooeys and goes away, right? So Stay Puff is a reminder, don't bring the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man to your door. Stay light, stay airy, stay high vibrational, stay puff, stay up as you use the energies, even on a daily basis when you make your plan for next month. It doesn't even have to be about your, you know, your grand takeover plan. It could be planning how you go to the grocery store, how you're going to get your kids through the week. It's really a principle that you can apply all the time, which is stay puff, stay high vibrational, hold the energy you want to come back to you when you use your creation force. Now, today is a 1111 number, and there have been all manner of online meditations that I've seen on Facebook and YouTube events where people were gathering to hold intention for our planet to be a better place, to be filled with creative souls who have compassion and love for each other and all creation. And I saw this from all over the world. I mean, people from every country, things being hosted to the thousands of people gathered, some as small as groups as five. One thing that I saw had 200 people in it. You know, all of these things. And that's just what I'm aware of through one prism, through the social prism. So it makes my heart feel good to see that there are conversations like this where people are talking about what it means to be a master manifester. What does it mean to use the one energy to create something? What does it mean to be in flow with the energy of balance and harmonious creation rather than to be the opposite of those things, which are at lower vibrations, stuck in duality, at odds and division and lack and fear? So one of the things about the amplification of numbers, the master numbers are 1, 1, 2, 2, and 3, 3. There are various teachings about what master numbers are, why they are master numbers, but 11 is also a prime number. So it represents almost, it is really the dual energetic master manifestation energy. So many represent that to be the masculine, feminine side, gender representation in the 11, which the two then together, two forces of masculine energetic expression and feminine energetic expression, then together create a third energy. You know, the balance between the one is to as above, so below. Or even the light body, the Merkaba, as above, so below representation of 1-1 is also said to be as we create in the higher dimensions, as then as we create in the lower dimensions, and so on and so forth. I mean, there are many, many teachings across different belief systems that talk about, though, the universal energy of one and how it affects things and how it creates things from computer code to flower petals. That's the beautiful part, is that one has truly infinite possibilities. And, you know, for the tea leaf message that I got, it says, you know, that love is an experience of infinity. I think that that is really a wonderful affirmation to say that if you throw the energy of love behind everything that you create, then it will not be a distorted creation. It will be perfected through that loving energy, as all things are, through nurturing and loving energy. And then it's like when they say, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. When you are following what you love, then the possibilities for you are endless. So let's say if you are a painter, you love painting, then the fact that you see things all around you that cry out for you to paint them, or if there is a vision in your head that is crying out for you to bring to life in some way, if there is something that you have in yourself to build, that feeling of love as you then are building it will then spark another vision for you to bring into a loving manifestation. The fuel of love is truly infinite because there are many, many opportunities for us to love something. Now, there are just as many opportunities for us to dislike or hate or separate ourselves from something. Unfortunately, many people in society are pushed to choose that rather than to choose love and compassion. But every day, more and more people are waking to the fact that as I go, so goes my brother and my sister. If all of our ocean, one ocean is polluted, all of our oceans are polluted. If one air is polluted, then all of our air is polluted. And more people are waking to the larger connectedness of our consciousness. And because of that, we are creating things that are loving to impact the greater good of the world around us. And that is why one of, you know, this year is so wonderful, because you're going to see an enlightenment and a wave of compassion come across our awareness. We will see great things that will be a result of this. Now, we may not see some of the seeds and sprouts. As you know, it takes time for the cycle to cultivate and to be nurtured and grown. But I can guarantee you, like in a decade or 9 years at the completion of this cycle, we're going to look back at the pre-2018 world with wonder and amazement at how fast we got away from who we used to be after this next cycle manifests. I wholly believe that. I know that even my reality from the last 9 years ago to the 9 years, 10 years now starting looks completely different. When I look at the children who are being born, and there are so many young people who are definitely not part of the old paradigm. They're already in the new paradigm, and they are the ones that are coming of age to plant the seeds that will grow into their businesses, that will grow into the things that they choose to study in colleges and schools, the things that they choose to pursue, the ways that they are choosing to being. And these aren't the dawn of the age of Aquarius. These are the new energies that are here to basically manifest all that has been prepared, all the groundwork that has been done and been laid for us for the flowering of something that we are just at the very, very beginning phases of. And that's what's so exciting, because we're here witnessing the infancy, and we'll get to see the toddler years on up into growth and maturity in our lifetime, because of how fast and how intense and how much in alignment it is with the opportunity of the planetary alignments, the numerology, the frequency, the resonance of the planet, the resonance of all of beings that are moving into higher vibrational frequency. And all of that is not by accident that we are at this time of 2018 when that is moving forward. I always appreciate having people on the show. I don't have anyone on the line who with a question at this time. We've got a few people listening in, and I don't think I have any further information this time about 2018, but I do invite you to come to my page on Facebook to find articles and other references from people who are writing about this in the blogosphere. And any information that I find that supplements this evening's conversation, I'll definitely share it, and I invite your commentary on my page. If you have anything that you would like to share about your 2018 experience, I certainly am feeling very empowered today, and I've had several very intentional moments when I've held energy for myself and others. Just along like in some of those group transmissions that I shared about. I also had personal moments, and of course I spoke with other friends who also wrote things down And at one point, there was just kind of a wave of joy that went through several people who were like, I just don't know why I feel so happy right now, but I do. And I think that it is just excitement and anticipation that rippled through the collective, because there is a newness that is coming, and you can smell it in the air if you choose to consider it a possibility. I think that you'll find that some of the things I said may trigger an awareness, that some of it may sound like Greek to you, but things will be changing and revealed, and what you should know is to always follow your inner compass, your inner drive, where you are led to go. If it comes from inside of you, then it is not wrong for you, and you can lead yourself into your ultimate happiness and the highest things possible that you could achieve for yourself. There truly is no thing that you can envision that you cannot actually manifest into your reality. And that is the beautiful part about having the energy and the ability to be a creator, to be conscious and aware that you have the ability to bring something into reality is beautiful. And that is what this year is about. And today is a day when we celebrate and look to the infinite possibilities where we can create with love, compassion, and achieve peace, balance, and harmony. This has been the Vibrarian Show, and I invite you to tune in next week on our program on Tuesday and Thursday. We got a variety of topics. I believe next week is the DMT journey. We're going to be talking about ayahuasca, peyote, sapo, or frog medicine, and what it means to be in the medicine path, or to have gone down the medicine path, what happens to people who actually have done it. I do have a couple people who are shamans who lead these type of experiences that I hope to have on as co-panelists as well. And if you're in the Atlanta area, I'd like to invite you to come out Sunday to the Vibrary Elevation Station. It's a pop-up event. It's part holistic expo and part psychic fair. It happens from 1 to 6 p.m. in East Point, Georgia at the Cupcakery. And it's readings and shopping with vendors who are creating out of their one energy, out of their creative gifts. They are bringing things to life. We've got crystal jewelry, bath products, body products, and clothing, and all manner of other beautiful wares that are there. You can find out more information on Facebook, and I hope to see you there. If you are in the Atlanta area, please reach out to me if you would like to come on the show, talk about something, or if you have a question for me. Simply email joelle@thevibrarian.com. That's J-O-E-L-L-E @thevibrarian.com. And I'm open to all questions. I'll do research on the topic and let you know what I find out. So from this week until next, I wish you, and on this day, let me pause, on this day, this Master Manifestor's Day of this Master Manifesting Year, I wish you a reality and a future that is so filled with overflowing abundance that all of the beauty spills out of your arms and onto the world around you, that you have the most infinite realities manifested until your highest outcome is achieved. The light in me honors the light in you. Namaste.